is what nearly started a row in the Tredegar sorting office when I went to collect a parcel, where people were waiting, 10 people, and some people were leaving, and one person for 35 minutes refused to leave the counter because she wanted to collect a present, which is really important. It was important to her, but everybody was kept waiting, and the guy couldn't release it because she didn't have the right ID. And so it was cited to all of us that we needed more of the spirit of Christmas. And so various exchanges happened. Fortunately, people have managed to keep calm. There wasn't a row, but it could have been really, really difficult. So we all apparently needed more of the spirit of Christmas. But the lady behind me did quite powerfully say that actually this was all very selfish. So it was, fortunately, it didn't boil over. But the spirit of Christmas, we've had a reading from Isaiah already. And when I Google the spirit of Christmas, the first thing that comes up is Christmas spirit. Mastermalt.com. You can buy a bottle of whiskey, the cheapest one, I think, on that site, for £82. But if you'd ordered early enough on Mastermalt.com, Christmas spirit, you could have had an advent calendar with a taster every day for £150. So the spirit of Christmas for many people is to do with alcohol and its consumption, both in modest and excessive amounts. And I don't know where you come on that spectrum. So Christmas spirit. Also, there is Spirit of Christmas 2013, where you can buy bags and leather goods. You can buy children's gifts and accessories. I'm not sure whether the children are the accessories, as they seem to be for some people. But the Spirit of Christmas 2013 is all about consumerism, which somebody said. Everybody has to consume, everybody has to buy things, we know that, and so on. But buying as many things as we can afford and a lot that we can't. So we know that that is the target of the retail and the wholesale market, is to get as many people to buy as much as we possibly can. The spirit of Christmas. So what is the true spirit of Christmas? Well, in 1843, a famous book was written. Who knows what that book was written? It's a novella, although it was written as a serial, first of all, that was published bit by bit. 1843, you were already had a chance to watch it. A Christmas Carol was written. It's a brilliant piece of writing by Charles Dickens. It's so memorable that it's never been out of print, and it's always either on the stage or the TV screen, and you can watch any sort of version you want so far this Christmas. I think about 7 have been on them. And it's about, in some ways, the spirit of Christmas. It's about the transformation of a bitter and miserly man called Ebenezer Scrooge. And he changes as a person because of a night visit from the ghost of his old partner, who's called... Right, Jacob Marley, not Bob Marley. Bob Marley came a little bit later, and he was a sort of a different colour. Probably a better musician, but there you go. So Jacob Marley, and he takes him to meet the spirit of Christmas past, the spirit of Christmas present, and the spirit of Christmas yet to come. So hold on to the thought of that and this bitter, miserly man and how we should celebrate Christmas, because you're all beginning to picture what Scrooge did and didn't do and so on, and the power he had. I mentioned Oliver Cromwell, who was the 16th, 17th century. At about this time of year, people often remember him as the man who tried to close down Christmas. Now, Oliver Cromwell is a bit of a hero to me, but also a bit of an anti-hero, because he's such an odd character. But while trying to remove many of the pagan and the secular trappings which were wrapped around Christmas, he in some ways almost spoiled many people's Christmases that they really needed. His meaning was no doubt soundly based and well-intended, but human beings need the images of light, joy, warmth, and life that the birth of Jesus brings, but which are actually expressed in material forms like caroling and dancing and feasting with friends. So we start to think about, well, what is the spirit of Christmas, which is what we're thinking about. Scrooge, in A Christmas Carol, somehow lost the true spirit and heart of Christmas. With him, in the words of Narnia, it was always winter, but never Christmas. And Dickens captures the horrors of something we're thinking about at the moment when we think about food bank and street pastors and what's happening in society, of urban poverty in England. I mean, rural poverty is another story. But Dickens captures this spirit of urban poverty in darkness, in despairs, in fuel poverty and coldness, in sadness, in no medical care, without money, and in death itself. It's why it is still relevant. Christmas is the deep winter celebration of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, light of the world, hope of the poor and lowly. And it must be celebrated every year to sustain hope and rejoicing. And even people who actually do not really follow Jesus still sense that need and still in some ways draw close to those wonderful things of light and joy and peace. But the true spirit of Christmas is not whiskey or even malt. It's not consumerism, nor is it sentiment. You see, the thing I can't bear, sentiment I can cope with, sentimentality, that just does it for me. The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of the Lord God resting upon the Lord Saviour and on humanity because of Jesus. You say, well, what is that spirit like? What are you talking about? All of our celebrations of the birth of Jesus, our feasting with friends, our singing, our dancing, all the things that our parents went to so much trouble if they were loving, caring parents to give us, all of those things actually are in praise of God's life. And the true spirit of Christmas is what we call the spirit of the Lord God. Isaiah, the reading we had, written hundreds of years ago before the birth of Jesus, describes the character and the actions of the spirit of the Lord God that would rest upon the Messiah, Jesus. The spirit of the Lord is a spirit of wisdom and understanding, which we need, counsel and knowledge, the spirit of power and the fear of the Lord. And from the stump of Jesse, a king in the line of David would come to bring in a peaceful kingdom, shalom, through his death. And we can know this because of the spirit of the Lord. In Luke 4, Jesus, the Lord Jesus, actually says, standing in the synagogue, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me. I want to suggest that is the true spirit of Christmas, bringing good news to the poor, liberty for the captives, and sight for the blind, and setting the oppressed free. That is the real spirit of Christmas. That is why people today will be serving at Crisis at Christmas and many other projects. They will be sharing their table with neighbours and friends. This is the spirit of the Lord on Jesus. And we celebrate this Christmas, the true spirit of Christmas. But not just upon Jesus, the spirit of Christmas. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, we read about the spirit of the Lord and what the spirit of the Lord does. We know the human spirit is selfish and sinful and thinks about nobody else but itself and results in all sorts of things. We know about that. But the spirit of the Lord on those who receive Jesus and the spirit, we will see changes in their character much greater than Scrooge. Because I never know with Ebenezer Scrooge, when they went back to work, whether the fire got bigger and he paid a living wage, like in London for £8.80, which many of the stores that give food to Food Bank, if they only paid their workers a living wage, would help much more, actually. The spirit of Christmas can be seen each day in the fruits of the spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. That's the spirit of Christmas that we want, isn't it? You know, we're not that bothered that Frank Sinatra wanted to have a Christmas tree every day in his garden, so we love Christmas every day and live the life of the mafia. We're not worried about that. The spirit of Christmas can be with us as the spirit of the Lord is upon us. This is what I think people do mean by the spirit of Christmas. Even if they're not yet actually followers of Jesus, that's what they mean. Patience, kindness, goodness, self-control maybe, humility. For instance, our dishwasher broke 10 days ago. For those of us that have got used to dishwashers, of course, we have to go back to being what it was like in childhood. But thank goodness we arranged the new dishwasher could be delivered on Monday. And we got a £100 trade-in for our old one, and we think we've done wonderfully well. Of course, they were charging too much in the first place, but that's got nothing to do with it. And they take the old one out, disconnect it, and they drop the new dishwasher on the front step. And so by the time it's in the kitchen, the door won't open and it won't work. And we've got a hole in the sink where the water comes out and so on. I turn the isolator off and it snaps. So, but really, the true spirit of Christmas was my neighbour saying to me yesterday, but we're away for Christmas. You've got 11, 12 people to lunch. You could have my key and use my dishwasher. Goodness, kindness, love. The spirit of Christmas is the person who rests on Christ and never leaves him, and rests upon us and wants to make his home in us as we receive Jesus. And all this brings glory to the Lord, as Jesus not just resides but rules in our lives, our action and behaviour. If Jesus lives in us, then he will rule as King Jesus, and we will be more loving, more kind. There will be goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control because of the work of the Holy Spirit. I suggest this is the spirit of Christmas, and we ask that the Holy Spirit may rest upon us and rule in our lives. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, give you his peace. May the Spirit of the Lord God rest on you.